This is Barry Reichenbaugh. I'm with the NOAA Research Communications Office here in Norman, Oklahoma, and I'm with Harold Brooks. Harold, could you give us your title here?
Sure. I'm Harold Brooks. I'm a research meteorologist with NOAA's National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman, Oklahoma.
Harold, your area of expertise is tornadoes. Can you go into a little bit about when and where tornadoes occur?
Tornadoes have been observed in every state of the United States and in all the continents of the world except for Antarctica, and they have occurred anytime throughout the year in the U.S. Now, most tornadoes occur in the late afternoon, in the springtime, and primarily in the region between the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachian Mountains.
What are the risks in different parts of the country?
If we try to think about why tornadoes occur, we need to step back and think about, well, what are the ingredients that we need to have in the atmosphere to make a tornado? And to start with that, we actually think about what kind of ingredients we need for a thunderstorm, because tornadoes come from thunderstorms. If we think about the ingredients we need for a thunderstorm, we need basically three things. We want to have warm, moist air at the low levels near the ground. We want to have relatively cool, dry air aloft, and then some mechanism to lift that warm, moist air up. And as that moist air goes up, it cools off less rapidly than the air around it and actually becomes warmer than the air, less dense, and so it rises just like a hot air balloon. So we need those three things to have a thunderstorm at all. And to get the kind of storm that'll make a tornado, we need to have the winds increase in strength from the ground as you go up into the atmosphere and typically change direction, usually out of the south at low levels and out of the west aloft. And so when we think about how things work in the United States, it's pretty easy to see why the central part of the country gets more tornadoes than any other place. If we have air at low levels coming out of the south, that air is coming from off the Gulf of Mexico, bringing in lots of the warm, moist air. If we have air aloft coming from out of the west, it's coming from over the Rocky Mountains. And the best way you can get dry air aloft in the atmosphere is to lift it up over a wide, high range of mountains. And the Rocky Mountains are the perfect kind of place to do that. And so when we bring the ingredients together of the warm, moist air at low levels and the dry air aloft, in the middle part of the U.S., we typically have the air out of the south at low levels, out of the west at high levels. And that brings everything together to make the potential for tornadic thunderstorms. And in fact, the central part of the United States is probably the perfect laboratory on Earth to produce those kinds of conditions more often than any other place. If we look at the other places that get tornadoes frequently, there's at least one of the ingredients that it's really hard to bring together. And so it just happens a lot more often in the central part of the U.S. Now, in the wintertime, the atmosphere, in effect, it has to work a little bit harder. It has to bring the ingredients together with larger scale conditions happening. And that tends to happen more often in the southeastern part of the United States. The southeastern part of the United States has a problem with tornadoes in a different way than the central part of the U.S. To get the ingredients together, the atmosphere has to, in effect, work a lot harder. It has to bring large scale conditions together to bring the ingredients into the same place at one time. As a result, the seasonal cycle, where we have the very strong peak in the springtime and maybe in the early summer in the central part of the U.S., we don't see that in the southeast. The seasonal cycle is a lot less distinct, and it actually has a lot of tornadoes happening in what we call the cool season, sort of November to March. And they also tend to get more tornadoes occurring after dark in the southeastern part of the United States, because the atmosphere doesn't really care about the diurnal cycle in that part of the country as much as it does in the central part of the country. And so in the central part of the U.S., our threat tends to be late spring and typically late afternoon, early evening. In the southeastern part of the U.S., there's not so much of a distinct timing mechanism with the threat.